Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, where we will be talking about the divorce of Steven Crowder, because there's been a couple of days where there is stuff spreading. There is a video that apparently was spread by someone malintended against Crowder. Maybe it's his ex. A video that is claimed to be proof of abuse, proof of mistreatment. And it's a video that was probably circulated first, under seal as part of the legal case for this divorce. And now somehow it has leaked. And so we get an insight into what has happened here. And my understanding is that based on the title I wrote and the reaction of the people is that you guys think that he's done dishonorable things in this video. I claim that Steven Crowder here didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing wrong. And I hope that I can make a case for you guys that you should at least withhold judgment, if not clear him of any wrongdoing that you may think he has performed here. Because I don't think you guys who take the side against Crowder, I don't think you guys understand the situation. I think there are subtleties in this video that you didn't capture. Of course, it's easy. An ex who has recorded herself while being pregnant, super pregnant, and she creates a situation in front of a camera knowingly, it's easy for her to look good. But let me tell you, there is a dynamic here of female harassment of Crowder, and it is my claim that this video shows that Crowder is being abused by this pregnant woman, is being extorted and threatened, that she is a little bit like a terrorist in her surrounding, where Crowder must be very, he must put a lot of attention into securing his surroundings. And here you go, whenever you're a celebrity, the problem is the woman, this terrorist agent that exists within your family that's there to destroy you. And especially the woman who has married a celebrity and who's in the process of initiating divorce, that is exactly what we're looking at here. And I hope that by looking through and explaining each sentences there, you won't see this as Crowder being irreverent in front of a pregnant wife. Oh my God, why don't you treat your pregnant wife better? No, pregnant wife does not deserve love and good treatment if she is posing as a terrorist agent in your family with the goal of destroying you. If you are Crowder, you are dealing with all potential leaks. You're dealing with potentially hostile staff around you, hostile family members around you, hostile wife around you. And you need all these people to be fully loyal to you. And if she shows signs that she will not be loyal, if she starts trying to create a record where, I'm going to use the word abuse here. I'm going to use the word abuse in front of the camera. I can see what you're doing, lady. I can see what you are doing. You are trying to create a record for the purpose of extortion and attacks in court and extortion through threats of leaks. So this is what's happening in this video. It's not a man being disrespectful toward a pregnant wife. It's a pregnant wife who is psychotic, who is inventing stuff, and who's making sure that she's inventing stuff in front of the camera, knowingly, for the purpose of extortion of Crowder. And it is absolutely respectable for Crowder to have reacted to this, to have said, hey, stop this. Once you understand this dynamic, Crowder was being the victim of an attack. And just one word is enough in the mouth of a female to be a very vicious attack. And it is to tell an e-celeb, you've been abusing me in front of a camera. People must understand how big this is. When a woman does this, and they will all do it, because if you're a celeb, you end up having these women who are a little bit crazy or a lot crazy. And when they go psychotic during the divorce process, especially if they're pregnant, they are deploying all sorts of tactics to create records that do not exist, records of false events. And so in a fair world, Crowder could have called the police on this woman and they would have arrested her. But of course, it's not going to happen. DK Shadow says, a very expensive attack. Exactly. And it's always how it happens. We can set our lives super clean for you guys, us e-celebs. We can run our show on an everyday basis. We can be performant, productive. We can have good staff. We can have good working relationship. We can have zero debt. We can have good property that back us from cancel culture. We can have set everything to the fine tune. And then a fucking uterus with a brain that is absolutely psychotic comes into this mess and you can mess it all just in one swipe, in one word. This is what I want you guys to understand today. Cloud Warmer says on a super chat, Jeff, I think he waited too long to impregnate her. He should have pumped her properly years and years ago. I think on a balance of probabilities, if she was 3 kids in now, she would be too busy being a mother for this vindictive shit. That is true also. That is true also. We will go into... Steven Crowder is not perfect, okay? Steven Crowder has mental issues. I have consulted his entire... I've consulted a lot of things today about him. And my conclusion is that he suffers from some form of anxiety, PTSD type of anxiety, following actual abuse and perceived abuse. He is extremely afraid of having a family. He's not a confident man. He has these problems of having misconceived of himself in the past as bisexual. There's a lot of problems in there. But I'm not going to take these problems because a lot of people are coming to me with these problems and they're saying, see, Jeff, he's fucked up. Why would you take his defense? Well, it's not because he has these problems that he is an abuser. Those are completely separate dimensions. You can have a series of issues that you suffer from psychologically. That doesn't make you an abuser. And these issues will be amplified by a psychotic woman who comes in and starts inventing stuff. Because if you're already an anxious person, and now you have this fucking terrorist in your family, she can destroy it all. You've built a big empire for yourself. She can just fuck it up in a single move. That will take your anxiety and put it through the roof. So, all in all, we'll get to it. We'll get to the details. I'm not saying tonight that Steven Crowder is perfect. I'm saying he is the victim of an unfair attack here. And you guys should pay attention to what's happening in this video, because if you want to understand female abuse of men, there it is. There it is. And I can see it without having the full folder. But Steven Crowder at this point is pissed because he's seeing these little leaks and he's saying, hey, there's much more to know, guys. There's much more to know. And I would like to release the rest, but it's under seal of the court. Now he has filed a motion in court to unseal all of the documents, including mental health evaluation of her wife. And I'm going to call it right here. His wife is psychotic, and she is making up lies about him. I will tell you, even in the little fragment that she published herself or that someone in her surrounding must have leaked, even in that fragment, I can catch a lie. Can you believe this? I mean, even in a fragment that she wanted to bring in court to defend herself, even in there, there's a lie. Can you imagine the rest that's hidden from us? Can you imagine what she doesn't want us to see? We'll get through it. But first, just to forget the evils of the world, the bad woman, the bad wives, the psychotic lie makers, let us have a look for a moment just to put ourselves in a zen state at Eva Vlardinger Broek, the leader of the human resistance, the DNA-based resistance against the revolutionary phenotype. Holy shit, is she beautiful. She says, the tides are turning, just wait. This girl is the dream girl right there. Hey, Dare says, so beautiful, she tilts the horizon. It's unbelievable how beautiful she is. I am shocked. I am shook in my existence every time I see a photo of her. Lodozal says, JF would make a good defense attorney. Thank you very much. Twitter has suspended the account of Julian Assange's brother, film producer Gabriel Shipton. Account suspended. Why is this happening? Elon, why are we not in free speech? These bizarre bans are happening. We don't even get to know what was said. It doesn't seem to particularly target people who are on the race subject. It seems to be extremely distributed. How does that happen, Elon? We need a transparent system to know what people have said so that we can check if the rules were truly violated. We need something more transparent. So people were sharing this today as kind of evidence that we shouldn't defend Steven Crowder. Now, there are important admissions in there. Some of it may actually play in the situation with the current divorce. Let's listen to what he has to say.
I'm afraid, frankly, I used to have a bad temper. I'm afraid of it coming back. I'm afraid of Mr. Hyde rearing his ugly bisexual head. That was a short phase.
So he claims that he has a second personality inside of him. And those kind of things you should never say as an e-celeb, because of course you make these demonstrations of movement, of moments of weaknesses, and it's fine. It makes you more real, and yeah, go ahead, be honest. You want to be honest with your audience, but this will be used against him now. See, now his ex-wife is going after him. Oh, now the Mr. Hyde, there's a Mr. Hyde, right? Now you have all these weird thoughts inside of you. So that's why you have to be careful with admissions. And I understand that he wanted to be honest to his audience here, but now it's getting used against him. See? And we know that this had nothing to do with his wife. He just has this conception of himself as being kind of invaded by a bad part. It's a very bad way to see yourself, a very broken brain. By the way, FixDSM says, is Fish Tank good? I watched it today. It's very long before it gets interesting. It's very hard to understand what they say. The audio quality is extremely low. Overall, I don't like it. I can't like it. It's just too long, too slow. They need a better producing team on this. It's very hard to capture natural human behavior like this with good audio. That's the key. If you don't have good audio, I mean, I saw Sam Hyde just fire one of the guys, and I thought, this is an exciting moment. I couldn't even hear what the guy said. Why was the guy thrown away immediately by Sam Hyde for the reason that he was some kind of legal threat? But what did he say to be a legal threat? I couldn't even hear it. So what's the point? I can't hear the conversation.
No, I'm afraid. Afraid of getting angry. Afraid of being too emotional. Afraid of being upset.
See, now you are admitting to lack of self-control. Whereas when I look at your clip that she took from you, I see a man who has good self-control, honestly. Good self-control in the circumstance that a crime is getting committed against him, that he is getting terrorized by a female with a baby, with his baby inside her belly. There is no more terrorizing moment in life than this moment where a female has your baby inside her belly and she starts threatening you. That is it is extremely worrying, because you know that she can do anything. She can ruin your life with the advantage in family court. It is super hard, this kind of terrorism. A woman who has given birth already to the child, and you have access to the child and you can protect the child from her, that feels more safe. But when the child is in her belly, not only is she trying to play with your emotions, she's trying to threaten you, But she's doing so while her own emotional state is potentially damaging the children inside of her. And she's also doing so with the power of running away with the child without you being able to do anything. So you don't want to admit, like Crowder did, a lack of self-control first, because it's all relative. I'm pretty sure that this girl has actually less self-control than him. When she shows herself, her true self, not when she stands in front of a camera that she knows is recording, but when she's alone, I'm sure she has her own issues of self-control. Nicholas Petris says they're inferring that Simmons is a potential P word, but in all likelihood, he isn't. Just weird, degenerate, and subject to certain cultural and linguistic barrier. Also, did he say something about being a pedo, being attracted to young girls, but they have inferred that? So I would have liked to know what he said for this to happen.
I'm afraid of, and this is why you might have seen that there was a pause at U of M. I'm afraid of having children.
I'm afraid of having children. Now, he will give an explanation for why this fear exists.
I'm really afraid of having children. I said I don't like kids. That's not true. I like kids. That's a smokescreen. I kind of don't like sticky kids. But I'm afraid of having children. I'm really afraid of having children and bringing them into that. It's always been something that bothers me. And because of that, something else I'm afraid.
So bringing them into that. So this is an anxious brain who is seeing the current world, whatever it is that he means by that. It could mean the show life. It could mean his family life. It could mean being a celebrity. It could mean being stuck in a leftist world. It could mean being stuck in a leftist world where his wife could potentially run away with him, which she did, as it turns out. So it could mean all of this. But you can see that this guy is suffering from something, is suffering from a form of trauma, and it keeps him from being able to want children fully. Still, apparently he succeeded at inseminating this female, and now we have people claiming that he has been caught verbally abusing a pregnant woman. Steven Crowder is every bit the piece of shit you would expect. He tells his spouse to fucking watch it when she calmly tells him how she is feeling as asks for space. This dude needs to talk to a man like that and see how fast he gets lit up. $100, he wouldn't say shit to my face. Because that's how men who abuse women are. They always get quiet, blah, blah, blah. Okay, tough guy speech. Let's look at the evidence. And I want people to fully understand here, we are looking at a selection. So already when you're looking at a selection, first, you are looking at something that this girl took the time to film, took the time to act good while she knew this was filmed, went and downloaded the film on some media, because apparently it's a Ring camera, so it's a camera of security that is networked in the house, so probably belongs to Steven Crowder. It is a selection of her best behavior and Steven Crowder's worst behavior. I cannot conclude anything else. What we're seeing is the worst possible light in which she could frame Steven Crowder. And we don't have the context of this interaction. So there are many situations in which you have to act in a way that, if it wasn't justified, it would be very dishonorable. Treating a pregnant woman badly is bad if she has done nothing. But if this pregnant woman is a criminal in the process of extorting you, in the process of trying to intimidate you, if this woman has constantly seeded trouble with the intent of driving you crazy, with the intent of causing a divorce, with the intent of being unlivable with, with if this woman has disrespected you for weeks, not understanding your medical needs and trying to force you to do things when she should be doing them. If this woman has been acting in dishonorable ways within the last few weeks, there is a point at which you have to correct their behavior. There is a point at which you have to impose limits. And in imposing these limits and in her resistance against them, because she wants to cause more and more trouble, because her ultimate goal is divorce. In the process of imposing this limit, you're gonna have to say things that are that would be dishonorable if they were said without reason and if they were said without this context. I wanted to give this warning because we get 3 minutes here. We get 3 minutes without understanding. So there's a conflict there about who gets the car, who has to go to the grocery store. I will highlight another thing. Steven Crowder is a very busy man. So he's making a lot of money, but he's a very busy man. And thanks to his work, they can afford this big house and whatever with the pool and whatever. Now, when you are a very busy man like this, your minutes are extremely worthy. And the minutes of your partner are much less worthy. And it's not dishonorable and it's not bad to say this. It's just there's a couple of things that perhaps Steven Crowder need done, maybe cleaning the house, maybe grocery shopping, that kind of stuff, that it's much better that she does to begin with. Second, because if Crowder has any minutes of relaxation in his life, and I know because I'm making a daily show, I know that it's basically all day working, and my show is much more simple than Crowder's show. Crowder has much more work on his shoulder to prepare his shows than I do. So it must be a full-time job and more. Now, when you're in that situation, sometimes you're going to have 30 minutes of rest and you need them in full. You need 30 minutes where it may look like you can give time to the family or go to the grocery, but you really can't because you have to be mentally prepared for when you come back to work and perhaps he has a live in 1 hour, perhaps he has all sorts of things to do. No matter what, you have to understand as the wife of someone like this, everything around you, this is all paid by Steven Crowder. You deserve none of it. But Steven Crowder has decided to share it with you, and you have decided to opt into this life, and in exchange, you have to deliver some services. And there can be understanding around the fact that you're pregnant, and we'll get into why it's a conflict, this whole car thing. But Crowder may not be expected to be able to do stuff even if he has a 30 minutes open. In this circumstance, Neon Blacksmith says it won't hurt her in Texas. Texas divorce courts skew heavily towards women. She gains a lot of money. Yeah, Texas is too bad, but family-wise, they are totally a leftist state, which shows that even when you have the Republican Party and even if you have them posing for gun rights and right-wing rights, they're not able to defend the family and the men. That is so shocking. That's why when I say move to Republican states, I'm cutting out Texas from this. I don't consider it a Republican state. So let's get started on the interaction here.
I drew a boundary.
So clearly we are in a situation where there has been an accumulation of hurtful and harmful behavior by this woman, where Steven Crowder has had to correct her behavior. We don't know what the context is, but she has done things that were so offensive to the family, so offensive to his mental health and his ability to handle her behavior, that he had to draw boundaries. That is the first thing I note.
No, you just did it. I drew a boundary of abuse and cruel.
So here, now we get to learn what is the boundary around. Steven Crowder has had to deal with a psychotic woman for many weeks, many months, perhaps many years, who keeps accusing him of being abusive and cruel. And you know how women are these days with their phones? Hey, Steven Crowder, you're abusive and cruel. Hey, Steven Crowder, you are abusive and cruel. If you're someone like Steven Crowder or I, you cannot even afford to have a woman say these words in any context, recorded or not, because you have to assume in each of your sentences, each of your action is recorded. You have to assume that there are cameras everywhere, and there were here, but there could be elsewhere. And anyways, the woman can be carrying a camera. So this girl has been constantly and insinuating toward her husband, look, I have your baby in my belly, and you are abusive and cruel. So I will be kidnapping your baby according to Texas law because I'm entitled to it. That is terrorism. That is family terrorism. And we get a picture. A lot of people can't understand this from this interaction. They will just hear Crowder saying abusive and cruel. Oh, well, he's abusive and cruel. No. Crowder is trying to discipline this psychotic woman so that she stops terrorizing him about using the word abusive and cruel in recorded situations or in situations that could be potentially recorded. Because Steven Crowder knows very well that he sees all of the shit that is happening right now on social media. Every time he hears the word abusive, he knows there's potentially a leak, a recording of it. It leaks on Twitter. Now people say, oh yeah, Steven Crowder is an abuser because she said he was an abuser on camera. We see all of it. And we're like, little ball of fucking anxiety, can you shut the fuck up for a minute? Can you shut the fuck up? You are hurting and destroying everything around you. I'm certainly not abusive and cruel, so you're going to have to change your words. That's what Crowder is stuck in here. He has to control a ball of danger and liabilities that's just shaking and expanding in his house. Rodilacid says, I always assume I will have to read out my messages in court in front of a judge. That's what you have to do these days. Chuck Garrity says, Crowder is the real victim in this. He never gets the benefit of the doubt as a man. We're just 8 seconds in, and you see the tension that we have here. You see why the idiots on social media who haven't thought it through, they don't realize, and they'll just be like, oh yeah, Crowder, abuse and cruel. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's all that can enter in their brain. Crowder knew as he was sitting there that these idiots would believe that he's abusive because they hear her say it on camera. That is how terrorizing it can be, to have a kidnapper holding your baby against your will in her belly and threatening you with it. That's what's happening here. At abusive and cruel, because that is abusive, you are not taking the car.
You are not taking the car.
So it tells her you are not taking the car. Now, why is she denied the car? We don't know. We'll get through the discussion, and it's not clear why, but there is a reason why Steven Crowder must reject her taking the car. So first, we know that there's a single car for both people. There's a single car for both of them. So if she takes the car, he is stranded in place. We know that Crowder has a very busy life, so he may need the car on a moment's notice if he needs to drive to the studio or whatever it is. That's a possibility. Another hypothesis is that she's under punishment, because she has been making these threats that you're abusive. Perhaps she's on a 24 hours. You can't take the car because you called me an abuser. at some point, you have to do this. You have to give punishment because they will keep doing it. So at some point, you have to be like, okay, we have an uncivil behavior here. She is trying to extort me. I'm going to start imposing punishment. Every time you say the word abuse, you can't drive 24 hours. Could be this. Could be she is 8 months pregnant. For anyone who knows about pregnancy, the woman in the audience will know. If you've been pregnant at 8 months, driving and having to stand seated and vertically with the baby while you drive is very bad for the baby. The baby will kick. You will notice that the baby has a different behavior. You will notice that he's extremely constrained and he doesn't like it. He's going to kick until you can rest your back in a more opened position, in a more laid down position. So driving may be a case where the baby would be endangered here. We don't know the context. Perhaps she went to see a doctor and perhaps she was close to having a problem with the baby or causing a problem with the baby as she was driving. So we don't know why Crowder is keeping the car from her, but I can imagine 3 or 4 hypotheses where it totally makes sense. And finally, perhaps Crowder is simply not wanting to be stranded because he feels under threat. Perhaps there is some nervousness caused by her behavior that indicates to him, well, she better not be able to flee with the car, because if she does, she's already been calling me an abuser. She's going to flee with the car and go tell these lies to the police or tells these lies to her family, and now I'm in trouble. So any of these reasons to me would explain totally fine that it's fine. You don't have to share your car as part of your marriage at all times. There can be rules about who gets the car when, and there may be priorities as to who gets the car. Now, it's not like Crowder is trying to impose on her to be walking. He is merely trying to impose on her that she uses an Uber instead of using the family's car. Steven Crowder may totally have a legitimate reason to deny her. Raised Fist says, JF, why does he need good reason to deny her access to the car? That is another thing. Like, it's probably Crowder's car. He doesn't have to have a good reason, but I'm arguing against the people on social media that I read about today. And I'm like, I can think of at least 4 good reasons where it makes total sense that he would do this. And it's not abuse. Like, these leftists are so quick at taking any no as an abuse. It's he is restraining her movement. Well, wait a minute. Are you entitled to have someone pay for a car for you? Is that the point at which you reach criminal abuse here now? Like, you have to give a car to your wife or else. Rudy Lucid says, they have had problems conceiving babies. They tried many times in the past, so they had to take fertility drugs. Her pregnancy was a high-risk one. That would indicate why you would be afraid of more constraints on the baby's positions. Cloud Warmer says, JF, everything you've talked about that are guardrails for his life, as well as operating on non-freedom of speech platforms, help paint a picture of the ridiculous cognitive load he deals with constantly. That is what being a public person is. It is extremely hard. It is extremely painful. When the people around us show themselves to be disloyal, it is a destruction. And it's a miracle that despite all these attacks on me, I've been able across the years to continue speaking publicly, because holy shit, are there people trying to destroy my life. Armless says, one of the best things about Nick Fuentes is whenever he hears a story of something bad supposedly being done by a man to a woman, his take is, what did she do? What's the other side? Yes, that's important. So let's keep watching. We are at 9 seconds in, and we understand more and more about what's happening.
Because if you refuse to do wifely things, then I will go pick up the groceries.
So here you can have the impression that perhaps the punishment component of the use of the car is what's at play here. If you refuse to do wifely things, I will go pick up the groceries. So it seems that Steven Crowder is denying her the right to constantly spend on his card if she has certain bad behaviors in the home. Perhaps she is destroying objects in the home. Perhaps she is not cleaning the home and leaving all the responsibilities of the home over the shoulders of Steven Crowder. Whatever it is that she's done something that was destructive to the state of the home, and that Crowder evaluated is enough to deserve the punishment of not being able to go to the grocery. And you often have this in abusive females. They will mix a lot of things. They will destroy your house. They will break your walls. They will threaten violence. They will throw objects. They will not clean the house. And they expect to be able to take your credit card and go spend whatever they want at the grocery store. And sometimes it is the responsibility of a man to say no. If you do, you give a list of things, what he calls the boundaries. If you cross these boundaries, there's no more free food for you, no more free whatever. You have to use punishments of that sort simply because they will keep doing it. They will keep destroying every aspect of your life. They will put water on electronics. They will waste your laptops, destroy your wires. They will fuck up your studio. It is a lot of things to handle when you have a show and you are depending on all this peace of mind and peace of the house, and they're there destroying it. Chuck Garrity says they have a "I hate you, but never leave me" mentality. Yes, it's like she's currently pulling a theatrical performance instead of just leaving. She knows very well that she's going to head toward the divorce. She's just gathering more evidence in front of the camera. It's like, have some self-decency here, woman. Get the fuck away honorably. You want to leave? You want to leave with the baby? You're looking for excuses at this point.
Steaks, wood pellets, my grill.
There are no groceries today. Steaks, wood pellets, my grill. So he's saying you don't deserve more stuff. We already have steak. We already have everything to cook it. I don't care. You don't deserve more stuff. And at some point, the man who's generating the money in a family must impose this, because this woman will just spend your money on crazy stuff. Like, they're going to want the curry flour from Bengali at $20 a gram. And it's like, I really need this for my recipe. Oh, yeah, well. And then she's going to break the house. And at some point, you have to be like, all right, I'm cutting this. No more spices from Bengali. No more fucking teas of raspberry leaves. And at this point, you're not even going to the grocery store. I'm going for it. At some point, you have to do this, or they're going to spend your entire assets. I mean, they will spend $10 million if you give them. So totally fine here for Steven Crowder to say, you're not lacking nutrients. We have steaks. We have everything we need to survive. You're going to learn to... You're going to learn to survive in the wild environment that this multi-million dollar house is. Like, literally, there's probably enough food in this house to survive for the rest of their lives. Adair says, Jeff doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Exactly. We keep it at that.
I know it's not unreasonable, but I'll go do it.
Now, he says, I know it's not unreasonable, but I'll go do it. So she's saying, it's not unreasonable, since I'm pregnant, for me to ask that you go to the grocery store. And he says, I know it's not unreasonable, but I'll go do it. It's not clear what is meant here. But he's saying basically that it's fine. I'll go to the grocery store.
How about you first? Hillary, how do you respect the man?
Yeah. So you first, Hillary, how do you respect the man? I don't know that he says the man in the plural sense as it is written there. The man is probably him. I'm not sure. But basically he's asking, how do you show respect to me? Because you're asking for respect from me. You're saying the least I can do is do the grocery for you. How do you return that favor back? And that's referring to her behaviors of the past weeks, whatever it is. She's been destructive. She's been threatening. She has been extorting. She has been criminal. She has been threatening to run away with the child. Indirectly or directly, we don't know. We don't have the recording for that. But something has been happening. The other man, you see, the mother comes back. So there's a problem with her behavior where she has already displayed leaving the house, disappearing. Disappearing with the baby of Steven Crowder in her belly. This is extremely worrying because you don't know. Is she gone to the police? Has she gone to a divorce attorney? What the fuck is she doing? And especially when you combine this to a context in which she's been raising the word abuse and cruel, she's been clearly coached and preparing for a divorce. So this is totally legitimate for Steven Crowder to say, hey, you know, normal woman would come back. Normal woman would not be giving me all this problem, all these threats. So why are you acting this way? Harmless says, are white knight and simp synonymous in today's online context? If not, which of the two groups contributes more to the destruction of civilization? White knight and simp are two different things to me. The white knight is mostly interested at interacting with a third party. So basically, imagine there's a man who's disliked by a woman. The white knight comes in, and he's not so much interested at praising the woman, although he's doing it indirectly. He's interested at combating the man for the purpose of display to the woman. The white knight comes to defend a woman from the attacks of a man. It's like more male-to-male interaction. Of course, the ultimate goal of this male-to-male interaction is the white knighting, and it is a form of simping toward the female. But that's the difference. A simp isn't interested at coming in an already existing relationship and pushing away the other male. The simp, his work is mostly on the female herself. He's just interested at staying around her orbit, begging for attention, begging for maybe some crumbles, maybe some hope, maybe there's a chance. The simp is submitting to the female directly. The simp is actually pushed out by the presence of other males. The simp wants his little moment with the girl to just simp, to just pay, to just submit to her. So very different behaviors with the ultimate same goal, which is to be receiving attention from the woman, but in a very different manner. Spindly says, if someone is white knighting, then right underneath, I hope she sees this, bro. Simping is more direct to the girl. Exactly. John Drake says, why do people have all these cameras around and wired for sound too? Was this a surreptitious recording? Well, this is a Ring camera, so it's a networked. These days, all of these security cameras, they come all set up with sound microphone. They are all networked. They all record automatically on the computer. So that is just a security camera that she probably had access to the computer recording it.
No, I don't know. No, you're not thinking about it.
So here, Steven Crowder maintains the boundary that he had imposed. You're not taking the car. There's a reason for which we don't know what the reason fully is, but there's a reason she shouldn't be taking the car. Then I will ask someone to pick me up. Who would you like me to ask? I perceive a threat here, but I don't know what it's a threat about because I don't have enough of the context. But she is saying, oh, well, you don't want to give me the car? I'll be doing something you don't like. How would you like me to do that thing you don't like? So is she insinuating that there could be another man coming to grab her? Is she insinuating that by asking for help, people will be put up to the fact that she is being abused and that she considers Steven's behavior to be cruel toward her? In other words, is she suggesting by saying this that she may leak her accusation? Because she's saying, I will have to ask someone. That someone will be asking questions. That someone will wonder why I need a car when I have a car in the court. I will have to explain that someone that my husband is abusive and cruel. I will have to show them that you are restraining my movements. I will have to show them that you are controlling the body of a pregnant female. I think that those are the threats hidden in that sentence. I will ask someone to pick me up. Who would you like me to ask? And the problem is, this sentence could have been very innocent. But in the context where we have a woman who's been repeatedly calling him abusive and cruel, it totally takes a different turn. Suddenly, this sentence is a radical threat of spreading information about him being an abuser within her social network.
Would you like me to ask?
Oh, that's right.
Is that a threat?
And so Steven is like, was that a threat? She answers, it's not a threat, Steven.
Get an Uber.
And so Steven says, get an Uber.
Okay, Steven, I can't.
She cannot get an Uber.
Feeling some constraints?
Steven,
listen to me. You want to walk out?
And so here, Steven Crowder is explaining to her, if you think that's a constraint, you should learn about my life. I'm working my ass off 12 hours a day, being able to do absolutely nothing else than prepare my show so that we can cash in millions of dollars so that you can live your expensive lifestyle. And I'm making all these sacrifices for you. And you're destroying our life. You are threatening me that I'm abusive and cruel. I'm putting all these constraints in my life. I'll give you a little taste of those constraints. Here, you're not getting the car for the next 24 hours. How's that? Because I can't get the car ever. I cannot get the car because I'm in the studio. And I'm working for allowing this expensive lifestyle that we're both living in.
Yeah, right now, listen to me. I can't go to the gym. I can't go to my parents. I can't call my friends. I can't be home. You're going to take the car and leave me here. Hillary, just think of how boxed in you've made me.
What do you need?
And so he is complaining that her use of the car has been so regular that he cannot have access to movement anymore. He has been boxed in. He has been isolated. She says, what do you need me to pick up? I'll get it.
I'll be back when I'm back.
No, that doesn't work either. You'll be back when you're back. That doesn't work either.
Now, you may think it's a little capricious for Steven Crowder to be withholding a car that he's not using. But we don't know the context in which he had to withdraw the rights to the car, so there can be some of the hypotheses I've listed at the beginning of the show still stand.
I
do you understand the difference between my life being set to the second and you going, I'll be back when I'm back?
Steven.
So Harry is comparing their lives. She has the freedom to use the car whenever she wants, and in most times she gets it. But he is stuck in a very tight schedule, and her decisions to use the car at random moments, with random moments where she will come back, is messing up his schedule. DK Shadow says, who knows, who cares, it's his car. Yeah, it boils down to this, but technically if they are married, you would consider the car a communal property, I guess?
The only way out of it is discipline and respect. If the only way out of it, then we're at an impasse.
We are at an impasse.
Good.
We are at an impasse, says Steven Crowder. She says, yes, we are at an impasse. The only way out of it is discipline and respect. So there's been a problem with her in the past weeks not being disciplined and not being respectful. So it all starts with these accusations, this you are abusive, you are cruel. That seems to be what is the impasse here and what's the lack of respect and the disrespect.
Because you can't have any discipline and respect.
Yeah.
And he says you cannot have any discipline and respect. So that's why he had to add boundaries. That's why he had to use light, very light punishment, by the way, because we're not talking about physical punishment here. We're talking about, I'm going to deny you some use of the car because I'm tired about your behavior.
There you go. You throw your hand. You give up so easily.
I don't give up, Stephen.
You give up so easily.
And so he points out that she's been talking about divorce and about betraying him through her insinuations about abuse and cruelty. And he's like, you give up too easily. You are basically choosing divorce. That's what you wanted from the beginning. You got the insemination. You stayed with me for years and years and years. You get the sperm and suddenly, you are cruel. You are abusive. Paul Dirac says, I actually watched this earlier today and got another impression. Thanks for the detailed breakdown, Jeff. On point, as always. Well, thank you. That's very appreciated because that's what I wanted to create. I wanted you to understand what's going on here. Lots of violence, lots of nonsense, lots of hidden layers of intimidation to this interaction. They should hire me as an expert in family courts. I should be explaining these things to judges. Neon Blacksmith says, it's worth finding a great woman. They are out there. I'm blessed with my wife. Don't be content with being single. Absolutely. Finding a quality woman could save you trouble, this kind of trouble. But there's just no guarantee, man. So I'm not going to delude people and lie to people and saying, oh yeah, you can choose the right woman. Because the fact is, you can't know exactly how they will turn. They are always showing themselves at their best at the beginning of the relationship. And you won't know exactly what level of psychosis you're going to have to deal with later. Reviving says, she is pregnant, her first. Why not let her relax and enjoy life? She's got a lot of sleepless nights and work ahead. Men have to work hard to get the girl. The woman has to work hard to raise the kids a bit later on. Isn't that the nature of gender roles? Well, none of this holds if you are stuck with a terrorist in your family. None of this holds if you have an explosive device instead of your wife, who at any time is insinuating and threatening you with, I'm going to use the word abusive and cruel. I'm going to do it in front of a camera. I could potentially ruin your reputation just with the leak of this video. I could potentially ruin your parental rights with just the release of this video in court. That cannot work. You know, you guys who keep saying me this, and a lot of you have said me this throughout the day. You're saying, oh, Jeff, the ideal woman, blah. You are working from the position of an ideal woman. Of course, an ideal woman, you don't treat her like that. But an ideal woman, you don't have to cut the car from her to get her to behave normally, non-criminally, as part of your family. A normal woman, you don't have to play games with her to make sure that she doesn't film you while accusing you of crimes, false crimes that she intends to use against you. It's like, yeah, I want to dream about the perfect woman who's non-psychotic, who's not inventing things on her way out toward divorce. But that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the game as it is played with the fucking reality that's in front of us.
I just said the only way out of this is discipline and respect. And he said, then we're at an impasse.
Steven, no, we are.
And so he's complaining that she cannot simply engage with good faith in the resolution of this situation, which would be, let's commit to discipline and respect toward each other. So see, she cannot even be in that mood of, okay, yeah, you know, discipline and respect, I agree. No, it's discipline and respect, well, we're at an impasse. Discipline and respect, well, that's too much to ask. I can't threaten you about your abusive and cruel behavior anymore. What the fuck? I'm being abused.
You are at an impasse, okay? I love you, but Steven...
And here is the lie. The lie is coming. Because here we've seen enough behavior, and I told you, I promised you at the beginning of this show that there is evidence in this video that this woman is lying, acting, and dishonest, and psychotic. She's going to display loyalty to Steven Crowder, which is obviously not true. Because at this point, this woman has displayed enough behaviors with accusations of terms that are basically in legal statutes that we know she's getting coached. We know she's there to accumulate evidence. We know that she has divorce at the forefront of her mind. She is currently planning divorce and trying to seed terror in Steven Crowder that he may never see his kids ever. And so she cannot claim to love him and be loyal. Now, she already said, I love you, Steven. And look at what she continues with. She's trying to tie her love to, let me put the word abuse on camera. Let me create a record of your abuse for our divorce proceeding. She continues with, your abuse is sick.
Steven, your abuse is sick.
Watch it.
And see the correction by Steven? He's saying, watch it. He's saying, you know what you're doing right now. You are creating a record. I know that you know that we are getting recorded. You know that you're getting recorded. You are intentionally creating a record. You are intentionally mixing the I love you, but you are abusive because you want both on the camera. You're trying to slip it under the carpet so that I can digest it, so that I accept that you're saying it in front of the camera. You are currently planning divorce and creating a fake record. That's what you're doing. And not only is it a fake record for the divorce, it's a fake record that you eventually intend to leak to destroy my reputation, destroy my standing as an e-celeb. That's why he says, watch it. And so to all the simps on Twitter who are coming to me and saying, who would ever say watch it to a pregnant woman? She can speak. It's like, no, woman, you cannot speak when your words are so dangerous. Those are not just words. Those are not just free speech of your opinions. You are faking a recording. You are creating a fake record for the purpose of harassment and destruction of your husband. That is criminal. That's why he says, watch it. Watch it in the sense, I know what you're doing. And I've already told you, don't use ever this word again with me. Abuse is a no-no word. First, because I've not abused you. Second, because I know why you're saying it.
Watch it.
See, being a psychotic woman, she needs this kind of discipline where she will constantly get back to her psychotic threats to him, to her false, to her psychotic threats based in falsehoods. And he constantly had, and you can see in the automatism that he does it. He does it automatically. It's like, watch it. I know what you did there. I know what's happening here. he seems to be very used to doing this. So that means that for weeks, Steven Crowder has been trying to teach this woman to behave properly, to not make threats, and she keeps doing them. And now she's doing them in front of the camera.
Fucking watch it.
Fucking watch it. Totally fine to say. You've just been committing a crime against Steven Crowder. Fucking watch it, lady. Now she makes this is part of the lie. She's gonna fake in front of the camera to be the least confrontational in the couple, because she has been coached to if you get him to say something a little harsh, like fuck or fucking watch it, disengage from the fight, show yourself to be the one trying to loosen up the conflict, to be the one de-escalating, because we're going to use this in divorce court. So now that she has seeded all of her terror, like a careless terror-seeding individual, oh, a little bit of terror here, oh, a little threat, oh, cruel and abusive, oh, those are the exact words I need in divorce court. Oh, I'm seeding all of this in front of a camera. I wouldn't want any conflict, though. It's okay, Steven. I love you, you know? It's okay. Oh, yeah. Here, I'm going to be very submissive, and I'm going to make my submissive display so that at the end of it, when we look at the whole recording, people can see me as being the disengaged one, as being the one de-escalating the violence. I just caught you, motherfucker, and here I am being extra submissive. I know it's not her natural way of being, because she's not been that like that for the last 2 minutes. But she starts going full subordination. I'm going to get you what you need me to get, Steven.
And I need some space.
I need some space.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
I love you very much.
I love you very much.
I don't love you. That's the big problem.
Now, for Steven Crowder to answer, I don't love you, that is an error. You have to be careful with this. You don't want to look overly greedy in your submission of your woman. So here, Crowder was successful at, you know, at being clear about his issues that he takes with her wordings. He's been successful at this, but he shouldn't be so greedy as to say, I don't love you. That being said, while it's an error technically in terms of looking okay, and here I can see that Mama JF is coming. What's up, Mama JF? Did you like this review up to now?
Yes, but I wasn't really watching. I was doing something else, but I would like to say something about woman.
About woman?
Yes, because I really agree with you, DF. Like, woman, oh my God. Like... Like, seriously, when I go to the library and I'm like, I look at a book and then I'm like, was this book from a man or from a woman? And like, if it's from a woman, I don't even read it. I put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't know anything that was ever written. Maybe Harry Potter, wasn't it good?
No.
J.K. Rowling? No. All right, Mama JF, thank you for being here. We have stuff falling in the studio. See, I was talking about the instinct of distractions of women. Mama JF just tries to come, and we have things falling from our shelves. Sometimes they will destroy things without even wanting it. Anyways, going back, Steven Crowder is committing a slight error here in saying, I don't love you. You don't need to say this. Minimal communication. Everything you say will be held against you. You understand, Steven? That being said, it's not abuse. Saying I don't love you to a person who has been seeding terror in your life for weeks, who has been torturing you with the prospect of kidnapping your own child, is absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with this. It is the emotions of Steven here coming out and being exhausted at having this terrorist agent in his team, basically. And the most important part of the team, you know, one thing you want to have full trust in is your wife. So technical error, but not something that is evil or abusive. Now, he says, I've never received love from you. That's probably too entitled. It's like at this point, when you are in front of such terroristic behavior, you don't want to engage with terrorism.
I've never received love from you. And the fact is, when I go, look, I need you to do A, B, C, and D, just be disciplined about it, you go, no.
So here we have the problem. Stephen is asking for love from her. She is careless. She is demonstrating disconnection. And then he's asking, well, at least can you do A, B, C, D? She answers by saying no. So basically, you're making yourself a cost, a generator of anxiety in Stephen's relationship, and you can't do anything. It's like you can't clean up the kitchen, maybe do some meal for him. No, nothing. Nothing in terms of demonstrating utility and functionality in the everyday life of Stephen Crowder. So that stems from, of course, if you have divorce at the forefront of your mind and you're planning all day long about getting away from this life, of course, you're not going to be a good performer of tasks. You're not going to be useful to the family. And that's a big problem. So that's what's on Stephen's mind, that he has lost basically the person that should be helpful the most to doing all the little things that he can't quite do. Blanket says, so Jeff, do both of them look bad in this? I understand why people will say that Stephen Crowder's look bad, but let me tell you this. She looks psychopathically bad. He looks bad in the sense that he got caught in a moment where he may not have been fully careful with his words of choice. So as far as I'm concerned, the great offender here is her. Now, does Stephen Crowder look bad? Well, catch a video of anyone in any situation that is kind of tense and that where they don't quite fully realize that they're going to be listened to. And of course, they're going to look bad. I mean, they're going to look bad, like if you catch Alec Baldwin at the restaurant with his wife. It's just, it's not public speech, it's not prepared, it's not going to be the best Stephen Crowder. But I don't think that he has done anything to be reproached here. Anything that's outside of the bounds of the actual responsibility of a husband to put limits on his wife's behavior, or else she's going to be wrecking his emotional state and potentially wrecking his whole life.
But I love you more than life itself. Okay. Put on some gloves. No. But I love you more than life itself. That's not fair. That's not fair, and it's disingenuous.
Now, my understanding of this segment is that Stephen Crowder was expecting her to put some gloves so that she can handle a medication that was meant for a dog, and she didn't want to handle this medication because she thought or had the impression or was told that this medication is dangerous for a pregnant woman. Now, it is kind of capricious of Stephen Crowder to not be able to say, okay, well, if we're talking about dangerous for the child, I will do anything. And here, you don't want to give the medication to the child, I will do, to the dog, I will do it. So definitely Stephen is not looking good on this. Now, it's not abuse, it's perhaps a misconception around his responsibility and perhaps a little bit of his anxiety around having children, keeping him from fully committing to protecting the child here. It is not good behavior. It is not something I would do. If no matter what kind of terroristic wife I'm stuck with at moment T, at time T equals zero, there is not a circumstance in which I will seek vengeance on the child that's in her belly. And so the response that you have to give to this is, if the woman has a worry for the child, doesn't matter if this worry is grounded in falsehood or it's something that she heard but that's not true, you want to do the right thing and do the most safe thing. And the most safe thing is the man does the medication injection for the dog. Now, we don't know the whole story here, so I'm not going to judge Steven on this. Is Steven afraid? Perhaps he has a irrational fear of syringes. Perhaps he doesn't consider that the dog is his responsibility. Perhaps he is put under nervousness from her threats around the divorce and therefore doesn't want to collaborate at anything with her, doesn't want to get involved in anything, including stuff that he could do to her dog. I don't know, you know, but you can think of many circumstances in which, okay, maybe there's a ultimate reason why Steven Crowder doesn't want to put these gloves and do the injection. And it's not necessarily that he's just an asshole. So I will put this under, maybe there's a misconception of responsibility here. And on top of it, if she has been acting in front of cameras, using words to place herself in an advantageous legal position, I think that one possibility here is that Steven knows what she's doing. She is creating an event for the record that shows his lack of careness, of his carelessness toward the child. You know, it's kind of weird if she has been giving these medications to the dog forever, and suddenly, as she speaks and makes threats about divorce, suddenly is like, "Hey, Steven, I would like you to give those medications to the dog because you need to do it for the child that I have in my belly, because I'm afraid that those medications could hurt the child." That seems like record gathering. It seems like a woman who's already on her mind that she's going for divorce, and she wants to have an event where she can say, "Steven has not cared enough for the child. He let me handle dangerous products while I was pregnant." But if that's your theory, if you see your wife coming at you with such request, you have to do it still. You have to inject the dog. And it's so easy. And when you see your wife trying to establish a record, you have to play within the game. You have to troll her, basically. You have to say, "All right, woman, I wouldn't want the child to be hurt, you know. Despite the difficulties in our relationship at the moment, I certainly would not want the child to be hurt. So here, let me put on the gloves. Here, let's do it in front of the camera here. Let me put on the glove and inject our dog because I wouldn't want these terrible medications to hurt our child." That's what you have to do. It sucks. It sucks, but you have to do this because you don't want to let them create a record. And when you see them starting to build a record, you have to make it as hard as you can for them so that they spend months basically trying to catch you. And it's like, "No, you're not going to catch me today, lady. You're not going to catch me tomorrow. You're not going to catch me in 6 months. You're going to have to fucking assume that you are a disloyal woman who's leaving a man who's giving you zero abuse. How's that?" That's what you have to, I mean, don't say it that way, but that's how you have to take it. That's how you have to act.
Hillary, you're right, right in that. Become someone, as you did, day in and day out, worthy of a wife, worthy, no, not as a wife. I didn't say.
So he is asking for her to become wife worthy, to become a wife, to be pleasant to be with rather than to be this terrorist agent in his life. He is asking for her to just be a normal person, not invested in his physical and mental destruction. Decent request.
Hillary, come on now.
I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to engage anymore.
And see here, she's making her display. "I'm not going to engage anymore. I'm going to go." Now, you want to, this is evidently a display that she's been coached to do. And that's okay. you don't want to make the error of crowd. They're here of running after her and no, 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 don't leave. And you want to, okay, she said she wants to go. Let her go. Let her go. Don't impose non-consensual presence around her once she has requested it. You know she's creating a record. You know she's trying to build a record where she is the one fleeing conflict. So don't give them a single screenshot where you're the one running after her and trying to impose your presence around her. You have to mirror her disengagement. That is what you have to do.
I'm going to go. I'll get text me what you need. I'll get you what you need. I love you. I'm committed to you.
I'm committed to you. There's the big lie. She's not. She's currently displaying loyalty just for the purpose of creating a fake, fictitious record so that it can look like at that moment she was still in love with him. You're not in love with him. You're planning your escape route. You're planning the record to fucking up in court. You're planning the kidnapping of his child, and you're threatening to do it. You are not committed to him. Fuck you.
Are you committed enough to do those things?
I'm not gonna.
Are you committed enough to do those things? You're not committed to anything. You're not committed to anything.
You. And so, see, that's erroneous. You don't want, Stephen, you don't want to win those fights. The way you win those fights is you are mirroring her disengagement. And you're saying, at best, if you are truly disappointed that she's not injecting the dog with his medication, you just say, oh, well, I find myself very disappointed that you're not doing this. But, okay, you want to go? I can't do anything about it. You want to be fully passive because now if you're trying to shovel over her and you're not doing anything, you're not committed to anything. First, there's nothing to gain for this. You are running after her while she tried to disengage. So in front of the judge, you look like the one who was causing the escalation, who was maintaining the escalation as she was trying to de-escalate. You don't want this situation. But it's a minor error. It's like a perfect route error. It is not abuse. It is just Steven trying to argue here, getting into an argument.
You just said I love you. I'm committed to it. Walk the dog.
And so... see, he said, you just said I love you. Then walk the dog and put on some gloves. He's saying, you are saying that you're committed to me, but you're not willing to do all these things in the house that would actually help me. And so he doesn't believe her that she's committed to him, and he's right. He's right that she's lying, but he's not right to call out her lie. See, that's the thing. It's not because you know that your wife is lying that you have to put it on the record that you know. Sometimes you have to let her lie. Sometimes you have to double troll her with meta irony. Sometimes you have to be like, oh, well, I find myself absolutely shocked that you are not willing to do your wifely duty. But so it is. I cannot impose it on you, my love. And I also love you, and I am also committed to you. And I am convinced that you are telling me the truth right now. It's better for the judge. Anyways, the records that she wants to create, she's going to create them. If it's her speaking, the only thing you want to avoid is that she gets something from you that looks bad. And that's what Steven is kind of giving her here. He's kind of being greedy about what she has to do.
Dogs, put on some gloves.
I need to
walk the dog. Are you committed enough to do those things? Are you committed enough to do those things?
I'm gonna just
walk the dog. Put on some gloves. Are you committed enough to get the medication the dogs? Don't you take that in.
And then they've added this text. It's hard to verify what that is. As the crowders head inside, Steven gets angrier and angrier and by his own admission screams, I will fuck you up, at his pregnant wife, Hillary, who then flees their home. So I don't know where this admission is. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Not so important. because I will fuck you up gives me a taste that perhaps everything that we've discussed here, Steven Crowder was aware at that moment. He sees that they are involved in a divorce game of tennis here, that she's trying to get records, he's not giving her. She's trying to get more records, he's not giving her. She's trying to get abusive and cruel on the record, he's stopping her by saying, watch it. She's trying to get, oh, you don't care about me because you don't care about the baby because you won't put on gloves. She throws it back. And I will fuck you up would be the honest answer that Steven yells as he realizes this girl thinks that she's going to fuck me up. This girl has been making a declaration of war. She is clearly signaling to me that she's headed for divorce court. It's going to happen any day, any hour now. And so in frustration and being angry against this, Steven Crowder says, I will fuck you up. Not clever if he said it, but, you know, she's done worse here. She's done much worse. She has threatened him with insecurity, with lack of knowledge about what would happen to their children, with disloyalty, with lie in his face, with record creation, with fake record creation in front of cameras. That is definitely worse for a wife to do to a man than a man saying, I will fuck you up. So all in all, there is nothing in the record that leads me to believe that Steven Crowder is an abuser, that he's done anything wrong. It's just a messy divorce with a woman here who's psychotic and trying to make it even more messy than it needs to be. That is my conclusion on the Crowder affair. You know, we have the whole left going after Crowder, this Krasenstein idiot, passing a statement from the family of his wife. Hillary is currently living alone in Dallas, apart from her family and support system in Michigan, and is focused on taking care of her young children. She is not prepared at this time to speak about her divorce becoming public or the misleading statements made by Steven about their relationship. The truth is that Hillary spent years hiding Steven's mentally and emotionally abusive behavior from her friends and family while she attempted to save their marriage. She was the one who was asking to work on their relationship to keep the marriage intact for their unborn children. In June of 2021, Steven left their home to pursue elective surgery. These motherfuckers. Elective surgery. They're suggesting with this term that Steven Crowder is a narcissist who went to get a surgery for fun and for beauty. It was an elective surgery. He chose the surgery instead of her. Bro, Steven Crowder, like, if you've ever seen the body of the guy when he's not sitting on in his studio and he's well captured, if you've ever seen a side picture of him, it's like the guy has a fucking, like, I'm a PhD in locomotor behavior. I've just never seen shoulders like this. It's like bizarre. Of course he needed surgery. I mean, his shoulder was so deformed that they were pressuring on his heart and were threatening to kill him. Call this elective surgery all you want, but it's abusive. It's like when your public statement about this man contains abuse, like to suggest that it is health problems that were threatening his life, to suggest that this is elective just to sting a little more, it shows that the whole family side of the wife here is just a bunch of fucking sociopath, dangerous people who are planning the kidnapping of Steven Crowder's child. In June of 2021, Steven left their home to pursue elective surgery. Hillary urged him to get the help he needed to address his abuse. Again, they're trying to create more records. We still don't know what was this freaking abuse that's supposed to have existed that justifies all these words. And that's because there's never been abuse. There's never been abuse, and all there is the word abuse. But in today's day and age, if there was real abuse, we would have it on camera. It's not super hard for a woman to activate the recording on her phone. Stephen refused to do so and chose not to be with his wife during the birth of their twin children. After the birth, Stephen bought a townhouse and left their home permanently. See, the way they phrase this, that makes you look like Stephen has abandoned a woman with children. But the fact is, the woman has been repeatedly threatening him with false allegations. So perhaps Stephen had the reaction to flee, which is not the right reaction to have. Personally, my policy is I stay in the house. I'm equipped. You want to accuse me of false abuse? I have cameras. I have recordings. I have all of the proofs that at no point have I abused you. Now, that's a technique. Of course, when you do this, it requires a lot of devotion. And it's not guaranteed that you're going to make it happen. But Stephen probably being in too much trouble, if he cannot film his show, if he cannot manage his team, probably decided to move away. But not with the idea of abandoning his children, with the idea of protecting him against what would evidently become a divorce case against him with claims of violence. Hillary was unaware that Stephen had hired a divorce attorney and asked his assistant to cut Hillary off financially. Well, that's what you have to do when a woman starts threatening you. If you're threatening me with false allegations, I'm not paying anymore. You have to have the woman confront the reality that there's not an infinite coming flow of money for her. That if she is hostile and terroristic, she deserves nothing. She needs to face the strength of nature, gather her own food, care for her own cows. We hope that Stephen will cease speaking publicly about these personal matters, blah, blah, blah. All bullshit. A bullshit statement from people who don't know anything about it. So that is it for tonight, boys. We can do a quick look over the news, but that was the most important thing I had to say tonight. Steven Crowder is being smeared with ridiculous content that is not indicative of any wrongdoing. Roddy Lacid says, also laying the ground that Steven has lots of money. He bought a house when he needed it. Yeah, exactly. That's what they're trying to get to happen. Cloud Warmer says, I've noticed an increase in shift of definitions. Now more and more groups of people are being considered white when referring to demographics. Hispanics, Iranians, etc. are white. Now there is a subgroup, European whites. In a given country, whites might be stable, but European whites is dropping. Yes, that is true. We'll see all of this being pulled against us in whatever way they can find to... So that it's as disadvantageous for whites as they can. Anheuser Busch hires ex-GOP aides to lobby as Bud Light's Dylan Mulvaney controversy drags on. So it seems that Budweiser is trying to team up with the GOP, show, hey, we're true right-wingers, we're true Americans, we're sorry about this whole trans publicity. Maybe it will work, I don't know. Twitter is complying with more government demands under Elon Musk. That's mostly from India and the Middle East and maybe Germany. So basically those countries that have official censorship laws, it seems that Twitter is actually more submitted to these legal requests than even the old Twitter was. And I will say to Elon, careful with this. Because it's very easy not to understand what goes on in these countries and just trust the government and, oh, the government has sent a legal request. We should delete that account. But the problem is you are siding with power in these countries and you are shutting down free speech and the availability of an oppositional view. So be careful, because you could shut down the quality of Twitter by reducing its cognitive diversity. Personally, you know, you're in America. Twitter is in America. It should be the case that Twitter goes by the standards of America free speech. Now, I'm sure that Elon has all sorts of problems with this. The fact that he has so many other companies that potentially want to do business in these countries. I don't know to what extent he has to respect those legal requests. Twitter has announced that creator monetization is now available worldwide about subscriptions and creators. I've applied to the program 1 week ago. And they still haven't allowed me to get it. So, but some people have been waiting for months. But I'll try to get a subscription option on Twitter. We'll see how it turns out. We'll see what it is. Perhaps I would like to write some things. And I was like, do I start a Substack? I actually might prefer to just have a private writing space on Twitter to write perhaps one or two high-quality blog posts per month, perhaps write about race, genetics, or, you know, to go deeper into the news, but in a way that perhaps I will feel the writing format is better than the show here. So I'll try to offer this, and it will just be a way for my fans, for you guys, to send me money if you'd like to pass through Twitter. What else do we have? U.S. officials reject compensation for people diagnosed with COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Okay, not surprising. They make the threshold unattainable. Absolutely unattainable. So, oh, well, do you have a proof that the vaccine caused this? Well, there's no proof that will qualify by their standard. And finally, Virginia school district where teacher was shot by first grader says she should only be entitled to workers' compensation. She was seeking $40 million in damages, but they're saying that's just a workplace incident. Getting shot by a first grader. Thank you.